Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. Good morning, everyone. And happy birthday to all of you, being the church's birthday today, and the Feast of Pentecost, we being the members of the church, it is also our birthday. And also, what a welcome to all our brothers and sisters who are following us through television, the computer, or internet. We welcome you all. As we gather here on this Pentecost, we ask God to send us His Spirit to renew not only the face of the earth, but also to renew ourselves. And we participate in by calling to mind the many times we have sinned against the Spirit and ask the Lord for pardon and strength. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. God, who by the mystery of today's great feast sanctify your whole church in every people and nation, pour out, we pray, the gifts of the Holy Spirit across the face of the earth, and with the divine grace that was at work when the gospel was first proclaimed, fill now once more the hearts of believers through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the time for Pentecost was fulfilled, they were all in one place together. And suddenly there came from the sky a noise like a strong driving wind, and it filled the entire house in which they were. Then there appeared to them tongues as of fire, which parted and came to rest on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in different tongues as the Spirit enabled them to proclaim. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven staying in Jerusalem. And at this sound, they gathered in a large crowd. But they were confused, because each one heard them speaking in his own language. They were astounded, and in amazement they asked, "Are not all these people who are speaking Galileans? Then how does each of us hear them in his native language? We are Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, inhabitants of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the districts of Libya near Cyrene, as well as travelers from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. Yet we hear them speaking in our own tongues of the mighty acts of God." The word of the Lord.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different forms of service, but the same Lord. There are different workings, but the same God, who produces all of them in everyone. To each individual, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for some benefit. As a body is one, though it has many parts, and all the parts of the body, though the many, are one body, so also Christ. For in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slaves or free persons, and we were all given to drink of one Spirit. The word of the Lord.
Come. with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." The Gospel of the Lord.
At the first Pentecost, we see in the Acts of the Apostles, it says that the apostles were standing in front of synagogues and the public area. They were preaching God's words. And yet, although they were speaking in their own tongue, people of all parts of the world were gathered there at Jerusalem because it was the hub of civilization. And people were understanding their own native tongue. This fact is very important for two reasons. The first is that we recall in the gospel where the apostles were so scared after the death of Jesus and even after his resurrection that they kept hiding themselves behind locked doors for fear of the Jews. And although Jesus appeared to them many times, they were still hesitant until they received the Spirit, that they'll be able to kick down that locked doors and boldly and courageously proclaim God's words to the people, heedless of their perhaps harm done to them. And the second reason is that it's important because we recall at the Tower of Babel, where after the flood, the great flood, the people decided that let us build the highest and tallest buildings. Today we will call them skyscrapers. And if the next flood comes around, we would be okay. We will not perish because we'll be high up there in that building. And God saw their thoughts, and he confused their language. And so they all dispersed to different parts of the world. A wise philosopher once said that language has the ability to confuse thoughts. And confused thoughts produce confused people. And it's true. When we don't speak the language, it can be very difficult and quite confusing at times. I recall in 1975 when I first came to the United States and we were sponsored to our first settlement in New Orleans. And the sponsor took us to the home and just dropped us off, but did not explain the different functions in the house, what it's for, and all these, just drop us off and then took off and we're there. And so we went into the house, the light switch, we know what they are. And there was a refrigerator. I've seen them from afar before, but never up close. And I kept open the door thing and the light's on. I closed it. I said, "I wonder if the light's on." And I just opened lightly and said, "Huh, there must be a little man in there. Turn off that little light." And the refrigerator, it was cold, but there's no food. And then we went to the gas range, and we all turned it on, and we could hear the hissing of the gas, smell the gas itself, but there's no flames, no fire coming from it. And so my mother said, "Hon, go across to the neighbor's house and ask for some matches." I didn't know any English language. All I know is hello, goodbye, and how are you? And that's about it. So I went next door and I knocked on the door and the door's open. I've never seen an American up close before, and This man was an African American, big, massive, at least 6 feet something. He fills a door frame. And here I was, a little tiny little boy, 12 years old, weighed about 50 pounds. And I stood there looking at him, and my mind said run away, but my knees locked. And I couldn't run away. I stood there shaking in my boots. And he asked me, what do I want? And had no idea what he asked. And I just kind of, I used sign language then. I didn't know what matches were, so I said, and he said, what? I said, okay. And I said, I don't understand what you're talking about. And so I looked past him, and I saw he was cooking something on his stove. So I just pointed inside, and I walked in. Now, nowadays, parents said, don't do that. Don't walk to a stranger's house, and that's not good. And here this man was in the big and strong, and here I was a little tiny boy. I walked into the stove, and I pointed to the flame, and I said, fire. I said, fire. My second word in English, fire. I said, all right, that got another one. And then I tried to say, fire, home, my house. And he looked at me and said, okay, I guess you want matches then. I said, matches. So the first two words I learned were fire and matches. So now you know why I'm a pyromaniac. In Vietnam, I burned down a barn unintentionally, accidentally. I almost burned down the church, not this one, and the other one that I can't mention. So those two words that I learned. So I took the matches home to my mom, and I lit it, and there's fire come out of it. So that was good. And mom said, we don't have any food. Now go to the other next door neighbor and ask for food. I said, food? I can't even learn matches. Now I have to learn all these new words I don't know. So I went across to the other neighbor, knocked on the door, and thanks be to God, they were Vietnamese. I felt so good. So I told them our dilemma, and that's how we started our first day in the United States. Not knowing the language can be very confusing. So I spent the next 2 years studying English, and I was still young, so it came faster, easier. And pretty soon I was the translator, the interpreter for the whole little village there where Vietnamese people would come in. And I would go with the families to school to interpret for them, translate for them. I'd take the ladies to the hospital and would translate for them. So that was nice. Knowing the language, it cuts off a lot of confusion and misunderstanding. However, there was no translator or interpreter in today's readings. The Holy Spirit came, and the apostles received it, and they're still speaking in their own native tongue, and yet people understood in their own native language. Not knowing the language can be confusing, but the inability to adapt with people of different faith, cultures, and religion can be quite difficult. Lately, in the United States, we hear on the news, we think that we're the worst country in the world, where we're not very receptive, we're not very opening or welcoming. And I did some reflection on that. I said, you know, of all that saying, it might be true to some, but my experience has been very different. The United States is a country where people from different races can be friends. I have friends from all different walks of life. I've seen Jews friends with Arabs. I see Asian friends with African American. In my case, my first person I met was African American, and we became very good friends after that. And so it's just a country that's very receptive and very welcoming, regardless of what others might say. We're still, I think, the most receptive country. We also have to where neighbors are so ready and so willing and so loving in their own ways to help each other in time of need. In my case, the same way. Back then, even today, people are still very friendly. You go outside, you wave at people, and they wave at you, saying hi, even strangers saying that to each other. And so although there's much that we can improve on, become better, But I think here the Holy Spirit is prompting, pushing us slowly. We might be fighting it, but still we are moving in the direction of the Holy Spirit, helping us to become better people. As we mentioned, we're singing in the responsorial psalm, Lord, send us your spirit and renew the face of the earth. We are that force by the Spirit using us to renew neighborhoods we live in, parishes we work in, we worship in. That's what we're called to do. It is not easy to trust the Spirit because we know ourselves, we trust ourselves more. And the Spirit is not very pushing. Spirit comes in a very subtle way. No gale force wind, just a driving wind. No earthquakes, no firestorms, just a tongue of fire. And then Jesus breathes on them very gently, reminding them and us, as the Father has sent me, so I sent you. Proclaim this message of forgiveness to all people, to all corners of the world. We as human has the most power. We can hold people bound, not with physical cells and jail, but in our hearts and in our mind, we can hold them prisoned, nerve, because we the unwillingly to forgive. And yet Jesus reminds us to forgive. But it's very difficult to forgive. Somebody once told me that it's much easier to love another person than to forgive him or her, because it takes twice the love to forgive. And so oftentimes we hold people bound. Perhaps an unfaithful spouse, a friend who betrayed us, children who always turn against us, doing things they're not supposed to do, and we're tired. We don't want to do that, to be there anymore. And yet that's what we're called to do, to forgive. If we don't learn to forgive, then we're ever, forever bound in that moment, reliving that pain, and never be able to grow from it. But once we forgive, then it's much easier to trust and to love again. And so the message of the Pentecost is that the Spirit is given to all of us. And the Spirit is moving, renewing the face of the earth. We're asking the Spirit also to renew our own minds and hearts, that we'll be able to renew our lives and to make God visible again, make His image, presence in all those whom we meet. Let us now stand and profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us men and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray in the Holy Spirit for all our sisters and brothers throughout the world.
For our church, led by Pope Francis. Close the door,
For our church, led by Pope Francis, as we seek to be truly a portrait of the poor, let us pray to the Lord. That the peace of the Holy Spirit might dwell in the hearts of all people in every nation, we pray to the Lord. For all of those who have celebrated sacraments of initiation this Easter season, as they grow in their appreciation for the gifts of the Holy Spirit given to them at their initiation, let us pray to the Lord. For those who are discerning vocations to the priesthood or religious life, in response to the call of the Holy Spirit, let us pray to the Lord. For those who serve in the military, that they be surrounded with the grace and protection of the Lord, let us pray to the Lord. For the eternal repose of all the souls of Louise Payne Pugh, Frank Garza Jr., deceased members of the Mew family, Ben Meir, Eliseo and Ruth Serna, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our hearts, and for all our intentions spoken and unspoken, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, all-powerful God, your gift of the Holy Spirit enables us to continue the great mission of Jesus Christ, your Son. We ask today that you give us the courage to accept that mission and to live it out every day. This we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church. Grant, we pray, O Lord, that as promised by your Son, the Holy Spirit may reveal to us more abundantly the hidden mystery of this sacrifice, and graciously lead us into all truth through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for bringing your Paschal mystery to completion, you bestow the Holy Spirit today on those you have made your adopted children. By uniting them to your only begotten Son, this same Spirit, as the Church came to birth, opened to all peoples the knowledge of God, and brought together many languages of the earth in profession of the one faith. Therefore, overcome with Paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together in an ending hymn of your glory as they proclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to your second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church and recognizing the sacrificial victim, by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servants Francis our Pope and Michael our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admission to your kingdom, that we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ. For the kingdom of God. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.